Yeah. What about Jews and American Indians? Did you have any experiences there?
There was one girl in our high school. It was a cheerleader. She was a Jew. And that's the only one that I've ever really, really met, you know, and known who they were. She was just like us, except she couldn't do anything on Saturday.
Yeah, she
did everything that we usually do on Sunday on Saturday. So then her Sunday was like our Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Indians?
The only experience I've had with Indians is when we went to the mountains this summer, you know, Cherokee Indians. We went into the Cherokee Indian Reservation and stayed, you know, right there in the heart of it. Our vacation, but, you know, that was...
Okay, I think you mentioned Germans. Could you say something about that?
Most of them, of the kids that were born in Germany, his parents were from America, you know, like they were just over there for service that I've ever met. Of course I've met a couple that have been from Germany. You know, they have accents.
Yeah.
You know. But then again, we all do.
Is there any special names for them, or you give them?
No.
Perhaps.
Slightly.
What about Low Germans, like Dutch, Holland? Are you familiar at all with that?
No.
Okay. Oh, what about Italians and Poles?
One of a really, really good friend of mine that goes to our church now, she's dating a guy that I've grown up with, just like my brother. They've been dating for about 3 years. And her parents are Italian, Italian. They were born in Italy. And I've never seen anybody eat food like they eat food. I'm not kidding. I don't see how they eat it. When I go over there, I said, Miss Lepore, could you put it down just a little bit so I can eat some of it? Yeah, I'll handle it, you know. But the hot sauce. I mean, you can't even stand to put it in your mouth. Especially with pizza and lasagna and spaghetti. It's unreal. But, you know, we don't call them. That's really strange because that's the first time I've thought of that. But we really never called them any funny names or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, except like niggers would call them niggers. You know? And like if they were Oriental or something, we might call them a chink.
That's the real far out ones that really seem different.
Yeah. But then, I mean, that wasn't very often. I mean, we didn't call them chinks very often.
Yeah.
Call them niggers all the time.
I mentioned Poles. Have you had any?
I can't remember if I have.
Okay, what about Russians or Czechs?
No. Not that I can remember.
Or Lithuanians or real, true-blooded Englishmen?
Englishmen.
Okay.
I met a man from England. You know, he was a true Englishman. And I have always been amazed at accents, especially, you know, other nation accents. I could sit and listen to him talk all day long.
They sound so perfect.
Yeah.
I wish we could talk like that. I wonder if they think we talk good.
I don't know.
Ours sounds kind of sorry compared.
But, you know, when I was talking, he was like, talk slow, because he couldn't understand me when I started talking fast.
Yeah.
Because of the accent.
And everything they say is so clear, really, isn't it?
Choppy.
Yeah. But
I'm amazed at that.